powered by BetStamp. Featuring the Down by Two crew.
Hey, how you been? Here's another episode of DB2Bet's birthday edition. Brought to you by BetStamp, where we use the BetStamp app and we find the best odds out there in North America, in the world, in the universe, and also by the world, the universe, the Milky Way. And by Yupbeer, visit yupbeer.com to find a location near you. What's going on? It's your co-host, Jish, Alish, Yabish. Hopefully you've been having a great week. I'm getting fired up for a weekend of debauchery for me birthday. That's going to happen. And that's in a couple days, but we're here right now with my main dude, Birdman. How you doing, buddy?
Fantastic. How are you, boys?
Oh man. Yo, good. It's been a fucking crazy week. We've been grinding. We've been locking in some fucking spicy guests for the main show. For the Down by Two podcast, the longer version of that. Really, really excited about that. Been working on some articles as well. Shout out Dean Blundell Network as well for pumping our shit each and every day. Lots of fun stuff coming up the pipe. This is the most recent of them, but we have a very special guest today. In the house, 3 hours on the other end of the country, all the way from Vancouver. He's one of our best boys. He's a gentleman and scholar. He smells of rich mahogany, several leather-bound books, a mustache that will kick your dad's mustache's ass. But we got Brad Aldworth, Blast Brizzly, Master Aldworth, if you will.
What's going on? How are you, man? Yes. This mustache will cover the spread. Just
it is over and under at the same time.
It is over, under, and covering the spread.
It's a push. Here we are. Put it all on black. Man, how you doing, buddy? Good to see you.
I'm doing good, man. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, man, so much better. I mean, it's like, look, I don't mean to make my birthday a big thing or anything, but this is the one wish that I had, was to have you on this show. And guess what? It came true. And I'm always pumped when we have one of our best boys on the show.
Maybe,
man,
you can make another wish. I don't know.
You know what's funny is
I made one.
Josh has a habit of calling you on his birthday. So, I mean, he still did it this year, right?
Yeah.
Calling you on his birthday.
Hey, don't you know it's my birthday?
I get my reminder. Fuck Facebook. I just... Oh yeah, Josh, it's your birthday. That's great.
Oh, that's right. Click.
He gets the Rolodex out.
Yeah. I'll never forget the one day you called me at like 8 a.m. and you're like, "Hi," and I'm like, "Dude, what are you doing?" And you're like, "It's my birthday."
Yo, I don't remember it, but it sounds very likely that I probably did something like that.
You definitely.
Well, that's 8 hours into that's 8 hours into his birthday.
That was November 11th, and I'm up all night. Yeah, exactly. But man, yeah, stoked to have you on the show, buddy. And we just got some. You know what? For a birthday edition, we don't have our picks are well thought out here. We decided we're going to stick with some NHL picks and some NFL picks for the weekend. We got a couple different theories that we're going to be trying out here, and a couple that we're just going with some gut instinct. But I'm really, really pumped to jump into it. And let's start off with our NHL pick. And, for anyone who's listening, all three of us, we're big Leafs fans, Brad and Jesse big time as well. This has been one that we've actually been bouncing back and forth with all week, actually, just talking about the different games that are going to be available on Friday. We were checking the BetStamp app and just trying to find the best odds out there. And we've been bouncing back and forth. So, Brad, talk to me. What is our final decision when it comes to this Pens and Leafs game?
Pens, Leafs. We did some bouncing back and forth, you know. Obviously, the Leafs sitting with some injury woes in net. But that being said, a third stringer, Shalgren, has played well the last three games. He got called in against Boston, came in cold in the third period, and was able to shut the door to maintain that win. Had a huge game against the Canes. And
on a back-to-back.
And then, you play this red hot Vegas Knights and you're able to send it. I mean, we had that game in the bag, a couple slip ups late in
up
the
3-2
to OT, send it to OT and you lose an OT to a team that's 11-2. I mean, he's doing the job, you know, 5 out of 6 possible points for the last 3 games. So we did some bouncing back and forth, not knowing if that was going to come into it, but with him looking good, we're going to take the Leafs money line. And that's -150 at BetMGM.
We're going to take
the boys in blue.
We got to take the boys in blue. It's my birthday.
Okay. You know what?
You got to call them
in the morning. You let them know. All right. Win today.
Hey, Doobie,
get them on the horn.
Hey, Doobie, it's my birthday.
Hey, Doobie.
Who is this? How did you get my name?
All right, thanks for that. I mean, we so here's the flip side of it is that for me betting when it comes to Leafs games throughout the last few weeks, I've been doing pretty well betting against them. Sorry, but it's just like I've lost enough when I bet with my heart, and I've been on a bit of a roll when I bet against them, and especially when they had that West Coast swing. I won some money again when I'm picking San Jose. I picked the LA Kings as well.
Did you pick the Ducks?
I did not pick the Ducks.
Did you pick Arizona?
Wow.
No, I did not pick Arizona. That would have been nuts. Too much
it's
of
a gotta be like double payout or
too
something.
Too much of triple. Like, geez.
Yeah.
I'm too much of a chicken shit to do that. But I took the Knights. I've just been taking when it's like kind of a flip them, I'll go with the plus money. And the plus money, they like Leafs are always gonna be favored at home. But I took the Knights the other day, and I mean, obviously it looked like the Leafs had it, but then obviously it ended up crumbling, and it worked out well for me at the end. So with that kind of mindset, we were thinking going into today is like, yes, we're gonna take the Pens. They're at plus money here. The best odds that are out there for the Pittsburgh Penguins are +138 on power play. Keep that in mind because power play is coming up again. But we decided to end up flipping the script over here. Is there a reason as to why you wanted to switch from the Pens over to the Leafs?
Just to touch on what you were saying, betting with your heart. Like if you're a Leafs fan and you bet with your heart, chances are you've been burned 1 or 2 times, you know?
You've been heartbroken.
So for me, it's on top of what we already touched on with the Leafs. I mean, you got your top guys firing. We've got guys producing a point a game, Nylander, Marner, Tavares, and Matthews. All the big guys, they're firing on all cylinders. Johnny on the spot looks great this year in comparison to last year. That's the Leafs. But on the flip side of this bet, you have the Pittsburgh Penguins who came out hot, but they have been on a complete slide. They just won their first game in 8. They went on a 7-game losing streak, and they're
bit
still
of a
picking
skid.
Themselves.
Yeah.
They're picking themselves up from that. So, I mean, that might be momentum on their side. It's really going to come down to, I think, Leafs goaltending because we have the goal support. We've had it this year. But I do I think that if I was using my heart and I was just using my head, I still think the Leafs are a good pick here, especially at 150. So.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to Jerry, like I guess when it comes to the goalie matchup as well. Yeah. I mean, obviously the Pens have the edge on this, but I mean, our replacement right now between the pipes has been holding his own.
Yeah, exactly. No, Yari looks good. And I like, and that's it. That's it. It's going to come down to goaltending, but I think if the Vegas game was any sort of indicator as to how Chalgrin's kind of settling into this role that he has had to take, you'd say that he's doing a good job, right? So he's the only reason that game was even 3-2 in the third for the Leafs to begin with. The Vegas came out hot in the third. He was an absolute wall in the first 5 minutes of that period, settled the boys down, and we were able to take the lead. So I don't know. He looks good. Obviously, it's game to game with a guy who is just stepping into a role like that, but I like the Leafs here, so.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? We're going to stick with it too. I like it. I mean, there's a reason why they're favored as well. And you really can't find any other better lines. There's a couple books that have them at minus 150, and then that's as low as you can possibly get them. So BetMGM is who we're going to go with, because I mean, when we see that odds are tied, and you are going to see that like a couple books are going to have tied for the best odds out there, you end up going with the one that is your favorite book to bet with. And for us, the one of our top three books is BetMGM. It's a fantastic app as well. Very smooth running. Lots of great bonuses and stuff on the app as well. So make sure you go check that out. And if you want to open up your BetMGM book, all you need to do is go to betstamp.app/onboarding. Use referral code DB2. You know the drill. Open up a BetMGM book. Take advantage of all those sweet, sweet sign up bonuses. But again, one more time, we're going to take the Leafs money line minus 150 available on BetMGM. Moving along. We are going to pivot over to a little bit of gridiron. We have some NFL games for this weekend as well on the 13th. Your boy is going to be pretty hungover, probably, and you're definitely going to be
throwing away all his money. And
yes, fucking yeah!
Take it. Fucking
player, you already made poor decisions, and you're going to make some more.
You know what? We were actually recording earlier this week and to be released for our Monday episode with Andy McNeil, who was actually very, very, very smart, intuitive sports bettor online, had appearances on Hockey Night in Canada, Sportsnet as well, and now with VSiN. So keep an eye out for that episode. But I was basically giving myself words of advice when I'm listening to that episode come Monday. So just try to be wise with my money is basically what I'm saying. With that being said, I'm we'll likely going to throw away a lot of fucking player props and bullshit. But you know, I'll be catching the hair of the dog.
Loves a prop.
Loves a good prop.
Loves a prop.
But with that being said, we're gonna jump into a couple over-unders here, which is something that we don't actually touch on very much. The first of which is going to be some Bears and Lions action. Now, before we talk about this Sunday's game, let's talk about a couple Sundays ago when we actually went, Brad and I, down to Detroit. I mean, we've talked about it on the show. I've shared a couple stories, but
haven't had both of you to recount some stories.
I mean, let's just get some highlights from what Brad remembers.
We heard Josh's side of the story.
Incredible weekend of Tigers baseball and Lions football, and it was just especially the football game, man. That was, I don't understand how you can score 45 points as a football team and still fucking lose to the Seahawks too. I mean, they are playing good football this year, but
as a Detroit fan, Josh, let me just tell you, anything is possible. But it's usually we set records. But we set records in the wrong end of the spectrum. After that game, so gutted that I've never seen them win at Ford Field. It's been four games.
An entire lifetime.
That's not a surprise when you see that they've probably won 16 games over the last 16 seasons. But scoring 45 and losing, that's a new high and a new low, I think. We looked it up. It's top 10.
It's exciting.
Highest score for a losing team in NFL history. So we saw history again. We were at a historic game, historically bad. And that's why. But
dude, there was so much going on that game, man. But it was nuts. Like, DK Metcalf got carted off the field for shitting his pants. Like, it was too much.
We didn't see it.
We heard about it. And it was just like, damn.
After the night we had at the Tigers game, I almost got carted out of the seats for shitting my pants. We were on one the whole weekend. We went to the casino. Josh and I were absolutely killing the roulette table. We lit it on fire. Brenda, our favorite cashier at the Greek Town, shout out to Greek Town, Detroit. We just kept going back to Brenda and cashing here. Hello, Brenda. Thank you, Brenda. Taking our
it's
money.
Me again.
It's me again.
How you doing, y'all? It's like, oh, you know, pretty good. Not too bad this time.
Pretty good. Here's $500. Okay, here's thanks, Brenda. Chips. 10 minutes later.
Thank you, Brenda.
Here's $500 again. Okay, thanks, Brenda.
Thanks, Brenda. I love you.
So we had a good time. Did you touch on the AI event?
Oh, yes.
Well, this is the mustache having bitch, everyone.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, this is the guy. Yeah. Best day of my life.
Right here.
It was fantastic. Oh, it was just, an absurd, absurd night.
The crazy thing for me is that I don't know how we go from you being like, yo, it's the answer. And he turns around and he was fucked up. Like,
sober guy. He blew me a kiss.
He blows you a kiss. And I'm like, oh, how nice. That is so nice of Alan to do.
Oh,
like,
Mr. Iverson. What a nice guy.
Put in your front pocket. And you're gentleman. Like, incredible.
Well, but then, mind you, we left for how long? 45 minutes. We came back. We don't know how much money that chump lost. I call him a chump now because he called me a mustache having bitch. Me and AI have a beef. We don't know how much money he lost. Couldn't have been much. He was playing a $25 table. First of all. So I don't know.
In the fucking public, like a public table. It's just like,
Shit,
no high rollers or
things were said.
I know.
Nights were made. It's fine.
He was bothering his manager to come do the podcast. Like, yeah, shit was getting out of hand.
It's happening anymore.
I still got his number, so we'll fucking see.
Anything's possible. With a little practice. Yeah.
Oh man. But yeah, just a crazy all around weekend. Fuck it. I'm trying to go to Detroit on Monday to go catch some Raptors. I'm in love with Detroit. I've just got such a soft spot now for the Lions. And fuck it, the Tigers too, because they're just so non-threatening either. So it's like It's fun to cheer for these non-threatening teams and to see them win a couple every now and then. You know what the thing is that, like, I appreciate Detroit fans and the people of Detroit, because they are so fucking behind the Lions, and like any win is like they won the fucking Super Bowl. Like, I was hearing like them beating the Packers the other week, like that was just like their own fucking Super Bowl that they beat Rodgers in.
They had a parade and everything.
They had a fucking parade. Allen Iverson was playing at the $50 tables. Like,
he had his own mustache. Back to the Greek town. Yeah,
exactly. But like, so I just, for me, I'm just like, I wish I had that fan base with the Rams, right? Because like, we have one of the shittier fan bases out there. It's going to take a while for us to build up a good fan base. But like, Detroit, I fucking salute you guys. It's a great sports town. The downtown core is fucking fantastic. And we had such a great time down there. So much so that it's my birthday and we're going to take a over under pick here with the Lions and Bears. Brad, talk to me about the Lions, the Bears. Oh my.
Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Yeah. Lions and Tigers. They're not threatening baseball or football organization, but in real life, very, very menacing. So we got the Lions and the Bears. And we're gonna take the over set at 47, correct, Josh?
That's correct.
47. Yeah, we're taking the over. This is not a defensive, these are two not defensive ball clubs. I mean, the Lions have been kind of all over the place this season, but they do have the potential to put up points, especially against bad defenses.
Yeah.
DeAndre Swift might be getting a few more carries this week. Jamal Williams, a great step in. And then St. Brown back in the lineup as well, hitting a stride. So expect Detroit to put up some points. And I think that with the Bears' run game, I think you're going to see them expose us. And I think we're going to have another shootout on our hands. That's how it's all going up here. We'll see Sunday if it's going that way, but I like the over in this game. I like the over. And that was
absolutely
we had that at -118 on power play.
Correct. And you know what? I back up everything that you're saying here when it comes to the run game, even for the Bears. I mean, you have Herbert and Montgomery that are kind of splitting the load there, and Justin Fields now activating his run game. He had a record-breaking game last week with our pick from Nicky the Nose. Hey, how you doing? He ended up, he was telling us, he's like, man, they're gonna cover the spread, and they did by half a point. Still fucking covered though, because Justin Fields was running and scrambling. McDaniels did not know how to handle the scramble. There's funny footage of him actually asking him politely to stop it. Like Justin Fields runs it out of bounds after a scramble, and then the head coach of Miami's just like, can you stop doing that? Like, it's like, well, he's like, I don't know. Nobody's asked, like, tried asking him politely to stop doing it. So I thought I'd give it a shot.
Hey,
so I mean, So yeah, but Justin Fields now has been playing great the last few weeks, with scrambling and everything, run game looking good. I mean, like if he can connect with Mooney, as well, I mean, they got Claypool as well. So we'll see. I'm not too worried about the Browns points. I think that they will be able to put up somewhere between 27 and 32 points, somewhere in around 33, maybe. They put up 33, I believe, last week.
Yeah.
And we know that the Lions have the opportunity and have what it takes. Like Goff can heat up and they can put up some points as well. That being said, they have had a couple stinkers. I mean, like they barely beat out the Packers, who are struggling, but they beat them 15-9 last week. The week before, I believe they only put up about 6 points. They've been shut out this year, but they've also had the
Dallas. Yeah.
Yeah. But then there's also the opportunities for the other games where they put up like 27 points. And then the game that we went to,
28, 45. I mean, 45, like it's pretty polarized. It's pretty polarized. But I think what you saw in the goose egg was playing against a Dallas defense that is in another league. Comparison to the other teams that we put these points up against. I mean, you saw a shootout against Seattle because Seattle's secondary and their defense isn't their bread and butter. Geno Smith is somehow popping off and they're able to score points, but every game they've been in this season, apart from a couple, have been just that. They've been a shootout. It's where Seattle's found its success. I mean, I don't think that that's going to run any sort of course through the season, but those are the games we're scoring, and that's what I'm anticipating against the Bears on Sunday. So
absolutely. And you know what? I think 47 is pretty reasonable. A lot of other places have it at 48. I've seen 47.5. I've seen 48, 48.5. But we were able to maybe lose a little bit on the return at -118. Still not bad, though, because I'll take that for the half point at 47 flat, which gives you the opportunity for a potential push just in case. But that is the lowest that I've seen it, and that is available on Power Play. So that being said, with Power Play on this pick here, if you don't like our Leafs pick and you want to maybe go Pens, we're going to stick with the Leafs. But if you're thinking, fuck it, these guys are idiots, I'm going with the Pens, then you can take them. You wouldn't be wrong, but the Power Play has them at +138 for the Pittsburgh Penguins for that Leafs game on the Friday. So if you wanted to parlay that with a over on the 47 points with the Bears and the Lions, you can do that by checking into Power Play. Again, go visit betstamp.app/onboarding and use promo code DB2 and open up your new Power Play account and take advantage of some of those sign-up bonuses as well. Finally, we got one more pick. This one's courtesy of yours truly here. There's been some circulation on the internet. I've seen this a few times. We've talked about it as well. And we're going to put this theory into practice. I've already done a couple test runs on it, and I believe I'm 2 for 2. The funny first one, and I'll start by explaining the theory. For those of you who don't know, if there is a spread between two teams that is either 9.5 or more favored, if there's a team that's favored by 9.5 or more, they tell you to take the under on the points total of that game. So, for example, we have the Chiefs and Jaguars. I think it's one of the only games this weekend coming up that have a spread of 9.5 or more. The Chiefs are favored by 10 at home. Because the spread is 9.5 or more, you should take the under on this game. And that's for two reasons. One, there's a couple different ways that this can pan out. One is that the Chiefs cover and blow the fucking wheels off of the Jags, and it's a blowout, and they maybe let their foot off the gas a little bit towards the end of the game. And you're looking at like a 38-7 final sort of thing. Like that could be the case. Or the Jags actually play them pound for pound, and it's a bit of a defensive battle, and they actually cover the spread. The Chiefs can still win, or the Jags could win outright as well. But that means it's going to be more of a defensive battle between the two. Either way, the majority of the time, I believe it's between 60 and 70% that the under hits when the spread is more than 9.5 points. So because of that, we're going to take the under on this, and we were able to find it at 51 points. I put this into practice as well. There was a Thursday night football game against the Texans and the Eagles, and I threw it in our group chat bird, and I'm just like, hey, let's put this to practice.
That was our first try.
That was the first try.
That one didn't hit, though.
It did, because no. I used Bet Stamp.
I used whatever sorry a fucking wallet amount I had left in one of my books. I didn't line shop at all.
Scrounging for quarters. Yeah, yeah. No, it was so because
on the under.
Well, here's the pretty much. Ooh, it missed. But it's funny because a lot of the books had it at 45.5. And the final total points combined was 46. And because I used the BetStamp app, I was able to find 46.5 at one of the books. I placed it. So it literally hit in between 45.5 and 46.5.
Unreal.
Vegas is too fucking good. It's mind blowing how fucking on point they are sometimes.
BetStamp is free, by the way.
BetStamp is free. Go to the App Store. I mean, it's a fucking no-brainer. Go to your account and it'll ask you for the referral code as well. Just tell them DB2 sent you, and then you'll be able to track all of your bets
and
get betting.
Good example right there. You know,
right fucking
use it, but I mean, it's, I didn't have
to. But who am I? I'm just the producer of the show.
Yeah.
Brought to you by BetStamp. Yeah. But yeah, so that's my fucking theory. That's the theory that I'm going to be. I've been trying it. There's another game that's paid out as well. I don't remember what it was, but that's the perfect example with that Texans and Eagles game. Does that make sense to you guys? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked more than half the time is what the numbers show. So just try it. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Got to trust the numbers. And I guess from a logic standpoint, when you have a team that's supposed to be so dominant, does it generally, what I'm wondering too, when you have that sort of spread, that wide spread, does that also, is the over under number set higher? Because 51 seems really high for this game. I guess the mentality in Vegas is for whoever's setting the lines, it's like, if KC is going to score, you know, 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville might squeak out 14 or something like that, right? They're gonna. Yeah. That's the thought behind it. But I mean, with the under being so high, 51, and I like it. And if the numbers show, you know,
yeah,
the numbers support it, why not?
I think it absolutely does. And I mean, like, I think everyone's just got this idea of the Chiefs not having really good defense, and like they at times they can't. And the Jags, you know, if I'm going to take the spread on this, I think I do take the Jags, because they've been playing scrappy football as well. They've lost some close games. They've won some close games. So, I mean, I think it will be closer than 10 points. Even if it's 10 points, I feel like it could be a 30-20 game.
Right.
It could be. And because we found it's the same sort of thing too, because a lot of other books have 50.5 as the over under, but because we line shopped, we were able to find 51 at a very good price at -110, available on Coolbet. Our fucking boys at Coolbet come through again with that sneaky over under there. And because I love it when the over under is on the nose, because at least like I'm never upset at a push unless it's like a bad beat. If it's a bad beat and I end up pushing, then it's like a motherfucker. But like,
yeah,
this it's like if it hits 51, I'm fucking happy. If I took 50.5 and it's 51, yeah, I'm pissed. But at the end of the day, we were able to find 51, and that's available on Coolbet, best odds in the market. I like it. We've wanted to test it before we talked, before we actually pulled the trigger as one of our picks on the show. So I'm all for it. And, I'm thinking, this is the week to try it out. It's one of the only ones I believe that have that big of a spread. Yeah. I haven't seen much else. I mean, maybe there are some lines that move, maybe the Chargers game.
There were a few last week. There's like three, I think
There were a few. Yeah.
Going down a
Bills
little
Bills Jets. Perfect example of the over under being set high, and then the Jets coming back and actually winning that game because they were able to shut them down with their defense. So that must have, I think that was the other one that I took. I don't know. I placed a lot of bets last Sunday. But yeah, maybe the Chargers line moves a bit. I don't think it'll move all the way up to 9.5, but yeah, this is the one that we're going to roll with. Once again, we're going to take the Chiefs Jags under 51 points at -110, available on Coolbet. And that brings us to our ding, 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 dong. The pick and roll brought to you by BetStamp. We use the BetStamp app to find the best odds out there. Visit betstamp.app/onboarding. Use referral code DB2 to get your sweet sign-up bonuses, or just go download the fucking app. You should already have it anyways. But download the app in the App Store, Google Play Store. Use referral code DB2. And by Yup Beer, visit yupbeer.com to find a location near you. Over 200 locations across Ontario. We're also going to set an over-under with how many shots of fucking Casamigos I'm going to take this weekend. I'm just going to... I'm gonna set it at 26.
Because I was gonna say a bottle. Yeah,
that's just
a
bottle. So am I gonna finish a bottle? I think I'm gonna go with the over.
Cheers, buddy.
All right. Leafs money line -150. Bet MGM. We're going Lions, Bears over 47 points -118. Power play. Chiefs, Jags over 51 points -110 on Cool Bet. That's it. That's a show. That's a wrap. That's Brad, my man. It's always good. I mean, fucking, we got a couple groomies up here. We got the groomsmen in the house. We're man, I'm fucking, I'm fired up. It's gonna be a great year. A lot of fun shit coming up. So thanks again for jumping on. Anything else that you want to let us know about?
Bird. I don't know if you've heard, but it's Josh's birthday. So
dude, I'm gonna be up bright and early, waiting for my phone call.
I'll wait for my phone. Yeah, that's right. I'm waiting for my phone call. I'm three hours behind you, so no 5 a.m. calls, okay? I won't answer.
If you're watching this or listening to this, again, we're available on all platforms and on YouTube, but if you see an incoming call on November
Send us your 12th, phone numbers. Josh will call you.
647-239-5354. If you see that incoming, it's your boy, Jishalisha Bish, wishing to tell you it's his 33rd birthday.
No, boys, thanks so much for having me, guys. Yeah, really appreciate it. Always
absolutely
good to top it up. So
absolutely. One more time for Josh Elijah, Birdman, and Brad Aldworth. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, all that good shit. Hopefully I make it alive out to 33 the other end of that. And I'll see you all next week. Cheers.
Take care.
DB2 Bets is brought to you by BetStamp. Visit BetStamp.app/Ontario. Use promo code DB2 to find your favorite sports book. And by Yup Beer, award-winning craft light lager. Visit yupbeer.com to find a store near you.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of five podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jaggin' Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundle from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.